T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rest those fears, told the American people not to be afraid, warned our enemies. And I think this will grow his base from the average people who don't want to be afraid. This will make President Trump more popular.
I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
CBS TV host Charlie Rose apologizes for sexual misconduct.
Two.
Wichita city manager says police will likely cut back on use of cameras to write traffic tickets.
One.
Tyson chicken plant for Kansas on hold now as company moves forward with a plant in Tennessee. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning out there in traffic, we're starting to get some heavier traffic on the Wichita roadways in a couple of different places right around that North Junction, 135, I-235, K-96. Also watch out eastbound Kellogg, right around Seneca, just some heavier traffic right there. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown Market and Waterman in the East Every Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Hey, becoming sunny and breezy today with a high of 56 degrees, north wind at 19 to 24 miles per hour. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 23. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 49. Now mostly cloudy, 37 degrees. We've got a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Did you know that 40 to 50% of your body heat is lost through the top of your head? See the great selection of warm winter hats for men and women at Hatman Jack's. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas, open 6 days a week. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted. The government is not making it easy for Time Warner and AT&T to merge.
The Justice Department's decision to sue to block AT&T's takeover of Time Warner is a major blow to the company's plans. AT&T's deal for Time Warner was valued at $85 billion when it was announced last year. The case would be an important test of whether courts would uphold a government challenge to a merger of companies that don't actually compete head-to-head. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson has said the idea that his company would be too powerful after the merger borders on comical. Carol Zimmer, Fox News.
U.S. stocks rose Monday as a mix of smaller U.S.-focused companies, technology firms, and banks climbed. Drug makers struggled, which limited those gains. Realtors and smaller companies rose for the third day in a row as their latest quarterly reports have investors feeling better about the U.S. economy. Standard & Poor's 500 index picked up 3 points, while the Dow advanced 7 points. Also, the NASDAQ composite advancing 7 points. An auto safety group is asking the government for a recall of Chrysler Pacifica minivans over complaints that the engines can stall without warning. The Center for Auto Safety petitioned the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Monday, asking for an investigation and a recall of 150,000 minivans from the 2017 model year. Have you got a new Pacifica? Pay attention. The group says over 50 people have complained to the government about stalling, and Fiat Chrysler has not been able to fix the problem. Some have complained that the vans have stalled several times. Nebraska regulators have approved a Keystone XL oil pipeline route through the state, breathing new life into the long-delayed $8 billion project. However, the chosen pathway is not the one preferred by the pipeline operator and could require more time to study the changes. Janet Yellen has submitted her resignation from the Federal Reserve Board to President Trump, announcing she will leave when her successor is sworn in as Fed chairman. Colorado regulators have issued an $8.9 million fine against Uber's parent company for allowing employees with serious criminal or motor vehicle offenses to work for the company as drivers. Oops. 6:51 now. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Do it yourself, divorce, and your finances. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, Steve, I am all about saving money. And, of course, you know, when I can do it myself, I will weigh the time, the tools, and my abilities against the cost of having the work done by a professional. Then I cross my fingers and hope that I've made the right decision. Now, I don't think that I had, I would do that with a gallbladder operation, for example, nor would I suggest most people do it when splitting assets, even in an amicable divorce. Divvying up investment and retirement accounts seems simple, but it's not as easy as just cutting the assets in half or whatever the negotiated multiple, then making distribution. Now, it's a particularly heady when one earner has a pension coming to them in retirement. Improper illegal agreements could result in heavy tax bills or penalties. In taxable accounts, one holding of equal market value may be worth more than another. That's because of potential taxable gains. Compare one stock purchased at, say, $10 a share to another stock purchased at $15 a share. If both are worth $20 per share right now, the first stock has a $10 taxable gain. The second has just a $5 taxable gain. So the recipient of the lower cost basis stock will realize less because of the embedded greater tax liability when sold. Pensions are complicated, and each one is unique. Many grow in value for each year satisfied as an employee in good standing, and most are tied to income. Assigning a value to the non-pension spouse can be extremely complex. Even after that is assigned, creating the equal distribution documents, generally called a qualified domestic relations order or quadro, require judicial review. They are judgments. A quadro may also be necessary to split an existing 401k or IRA. Without it, a distribution could carry early withdrawal taxes and penalties. Many parts of an amicable divorce can be handled between the divorcing spouses. Decisions about the disposition of real estate, custody of minor children, and distribution of common assets can be made through good communication. However, when it comes to the actual distributions, please use a certified financial planner and an experienced attorney to do it correctly. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
As always, terrific advice. Appreciate it, sir.
Well, my pleasure.
Today is World Television Day. This is from the United Nations General Assembly.
Hang on.
Oh, pardon me? You got the remote there?
Okay. The remote. I want to turn on the TV. It's
finally
World TV Day.
Good. In recognition of the increasing impact television has on decision-making by alerting world attention to conflicts and threats to peace and security, World Television Day. Now, I've stuck my big toe in television in the past, and that's about all I've done, a little part-time stuff. You've actually worked in that vast your big head in there. It's interesting the contrast between television and radio, isn't it? You've done both, so you're a good.
I've done both, and I've done it from a news perspective and from an entertainment perspective.
Yeah, yes.
And it's a wonderful medium.
Yeah,
if it's not abused.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is that you and I can just hey, there's a phone, let's talk and go on the air and do something good. Television's not quite that simple. Takes a lot of technical help to get it done, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, although some of it fools you,
Yeah, well, okay, fine. Thank you, Don, the old do-it-yourselfer here. Thanks for being with us. 6:55 now. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up top of the hour, 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about the Tyson chicken decision going forward, that plant in Tennessee. All the news coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.